time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
So I wish this community comment was being listened to by my loyal listeners yesterday, because you got to be kidding, or April Fools on all of us for what I'm about to say. This is obviously the story of the ostrich, for what it's worth. When I see our current administration answer the questions about the illegal immigration plight on American towns all along the border, I see these big heads disappearing, getting tucked down in a hole of denial. That said, what we have here is a failure to communicate. I have this sick belief that as long as the current administration ignores this horrific plight being tossed down upon us, that someday, just someday, they'll raise their heads from the hole and try to do something in a way of a Hail Mary, making it look like they were in the game the whole time, and get their potential illegal voters across the border. Then, of course, do something about it. Then, like the frog in the boiling water, we'll all be cooked and it'll all be over. Add to this Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., and the lovely voting block of bureaucrats, and you have two frogs for the price of one. All the while, the top administrator falls on the top shelf of whatever he's imbibing on, and you have the number two step being in with Black Lives Matter. We're now up to three frogs for the price of one. One hates the expression, I told you so, but for the love of me, I told you so. Of course, you can see the same humor as number two when she was confronted with parents wanting to have their children back in school. Sarcastic, nervous, whatever you call it, some things are better left unlaughed at. Goodness sakes, and add to that, we have individuals at the CDC who want to go off script and decry that because of COVID-19 still in our midst, there's a reason for her to see impending doom. You know, I once knew a lovely young lady who was facing a crisis in her mind many years ago and was contemplating suicide. I'd not even heard these words strung together before until she shared them with me. Now we have top brass bureaucrats spreading doom. How lame can you be? What happened to the phrase, we have nothing to fear but fear itself? Add to that, the top one individual is asking governors and mayors to make sure that we don't go too fast. Slow down. Wear a mask. Then telling us it's not political, it's being American. Conflict of words? Yes, in my opinion. And I do wear a mask, yes, but because I so choose so for my own free will. I don't need the government telling me what to do. Once again, we find the border crisis in our faces, everything from the new ruling of migrant education in San Diego to the skill of those that are crossing the border to find their way to sanctuary cities. Really? So here we go. 4 long years of seeing how much more number one and number two can do to challenge us all. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.